Welcome to Whack Brackets, the only podcast still streaming on mp3.com. I'm your host, Mike, and on this episode, we are going to bracket off streaming services. And who else to bring on except the guys who probably have a podcast covering streaming services? I know they have podcasts covering podcasts and podcasts covering, what is it? I don't know. A billion podcasts. I could literally throw out any podcast here, like an idea, and I'm sure they cover it. They also have some problems in their kitchen right now. I think Zach does. We won't go into that. He was a gentleman enough to get started, so he's going to resolve those problems after the podcast. But we have Dylan and Zach, again, from the Some Nobodies, the Talking Upstream, and the podcast. And I'll let you name off a few more while you guys are at it. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, right on. Well, at first, thank you again for having us on. We love this show. So, and Dylan and I make a living, a very small one, but a living just fighting each other. So this is perfect for us. Yeah, you can find us on Talking Upstream, which comes out every Sunday. That's a 90-minute show where Dylan and I just make up creative stuff and try to make movies. We call it Talking Upstream because we're trying to talk ourselves up to a streaming service, which was cool when you suggested this being our bracket to fight on, because we want to go to any of them, but we definitely have our favorites, which is cool. But yeah, podcast wise, we're known for doing Silicon Angels, which is the sex robot IT workshop thing. We have podcasts, like you mentioned, where we review 7 very bad podcasts at a time. We have a whole bunch of stuff. We have one coming out pretty soon called Create Your Own Podventure, where Dylan wrote a story out with 9 different endings, and you can take different paths and kind of go your own way and choose which episode to listen to next. We have a whole bunch of stuff going on, but you can see everything at somenobodies.com. Dylan, you're allowed to talk now.
Hi, my name is Dylan.
Anyway, like I was saying before, we just want to say thank you for having
wrong.
No, thanks for having us, Mike. It's really fun to be here always.
Oh yeah, I love having you guys. You're creative. You guys had me on the Talking Upstream. I know you guys had the Puzzled Mind guys on there. I think you guys had somebody else on there that I've had on before. It's a fun show. I had a blast having you guys try to drag me through and make a story good enough for a streaming service. I think I failed, but who knows? Maybe somebody was listening in and we'll get that after all.
But don't worry, we'll get there.
Yeah, we're working on it, slowly but surely. But with that said, I realized I lied to both of you. That was not my intention at all. I do have 2 streaming services on here, but this is subscription services, not just streaming services is what we're bracketing off. So,
okay, that's fine too. Man, yeah, we're good with any of that.
That's whack.
It is whack. I need to pay better attention to what the hell I type in this stuff. I think I put it here. It says subscription services. And when I was typing it up, I put streaming services because I ran across a couple. First, whatever. Fuck it. I think we're ready to go on. But before we do, I'm going to tell people what I do at the Whack Brackets. I am asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. I will bring on podcasters and friends of the show, such as Dylan and Zach here, and we will bracket off irrelevant things using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And if you guys are ready to go, I'll get started.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, since I lied, we're going to start out with the streaming services. We're going to start out with Amazon versus Spotify. And I want to know which one of these two companies more egregiously takes advantage of the people they built their angry empire on.
I mean, I'm going to go Amazon every time. With this question? Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel bad for Taylor Swift or Kanye when they say Spotify doesn't pay them for streams.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So obviously, Dylan is 100% incorrect here. Spotify is a worse company because they... Okay, what does people know about Spotify? They gave Joe Rogan $6 million. That is the only thing people know about Spotify. That is a terrible choice for one podcaster with a subpar podcast, really. A lot of fans, subpar podcast. But there's nothing that Spotify does that has given creation to anything. Amazon, yeah, sure, you can get your movie on Prime. One of the people on our movie, Mitch Webb, has a movie right now on Amazon Prime.
Appealing.
So Amazon has more avenues for more things. It is a bigger company. And yeah, do I like the company? No. But which one I like more? I like Amazon more than Spotify. I hate Joe Rogan.
Okay. So we have equal amounts of hate here, I think, for Joe Rogan, though he's not being bracketed off here, as well as Spotify and Amazon.com. And you're both right in different ways. the thing about Spotify, Dylan, is that, sure, I don't feel bad for Taylor Swift or Kanye because they are the big artists. So, of course, they are going to take their 0.003 cents per stream, and they're going to make a shit ton of money because everybody's still going to stream them. But it's the little guy who goes out there and doesn't really have a chance to get his podcast out in front of people. Now, admittedly, I will say one good thing about Spotify. I've come across some artists on Spotify that I never would have seen prior to Spotify. A couple of my favorite artists, Truck Fighters, Scissor Fight. But Spotify doesn't make me angry for the Taylors and the Kanyes, but it does make me angry that guys like Scissor Fight and Truck Fighters, they don't get many streams, so they don't make much money. So as a fan, I still buy their stuff and still stream their stuff to kind of double up the money. But I guess the good thing about Spotify, I'd say, that used to be, is you probably don't have to blow a record executive to get a record contract anymore. I'm sure that was probably a thing back in the day. As far as Amazon goes, they have, I believe it was 1.2 million people working for them. And they run these shitbox warehouses as lean as possible. And they run them around the clock. And they do offer people $15 an hour, which is, considering our minimum wage is not quite that yet. It may be soon. It's nice, but the problem is with Amazon is that it's not an easy job. You're on your feet pretty much the whole time. Usually you've got shit hours. It's a tough job. And $15 an hour for a guy that can only make eight or nine somewhere else is a huge improvement. So he has to put up with that kind of job where he has to get up and work the shitty hours and stand on his feet all day and put himself out. It just seems more like a physically demanding job. I don't feel too bad for the Spotify artists because we love doing what we do. Don't get me wrong. I love doing this podcasting thing. I'm no Taylor Swift, nor am I even a Scissor Fight. But the thing is I do it for passion. If I make a little money, that's great. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I feel a lot worse for the Amazon guy who has to put his neck out there and put his feet out there and walk around all day and get paid just enough to keep working his shitty job. So I think Amazon's done it.
Well, Dylan, I want to throw this out there that you subscribe to Amazon. You watch more Amazon than you listen to Spotify. Your favorite show is on Amazon, and we would love to sell to Amazon and not Spotify. So
you're, I think, 100% right.
What's your favorite show, Dylan?
Well, we're going to go with, yeah, Zach. So The Expanse now is my favorite show. Yeah. At which Amazon picked up after the third season. It was canceled by Sci-Fi, and now Amazon owns it because apparently it's Bezos's favorite series.
Huh.
Yeah. So he personally directed people to pick it up.
Yeah. That's called sway when you have that kind of muscle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're working at it.
We'll get there.
Well, put in a good word for Whack Brackets while you're at it. I could use it.
Oh, yeah.
I could use a few more listeners.
We'll get you on Amazon.
So with that said, I think we're going to let Amazon go to the next round since they were more egregiously taking advantage of their workers, in my opinion, as well as Dylan's. And Zach's right. Spotify, not the best company, but hey, we got to disagree on something. So we're going to move on to the next service. Again, this is not all streaming services. This is a subscription service because Mike doesn't know how to read his own goddamn writing. Subscription services, here we are. Which one of these services is most likely to be subscribed to by Kid Rock? Would it be Ancestry.com or would it be HelloFresh? We'll let Zach start this time.
I'm going to say that I don't think Kid Rock eats fresh food. So I'm going to have to go against, I'm going to go against that one. I'm going to say that he's probably more interested in Ancestry.com because he feels like the vape version of cultural misappropriation. So he's probably trying to find something in the ancestry that he can use and leverage to waver something else. So I think that he more likely will use ancestry.com over HelloFresh.
I disagree real strong.
Okay.
You know how Kid Rock was raised, Zach?
No, probably Pop Rocks and Cult 45.
He was raised on a 6-acre estate in Michigan where he picked apples, learned horseback riding, his parents owned multiple car dealership. So that guy eats like a king.
Really?
He probably doesn't make it himself, but he probably has people who order HelloFresh for him and then makes it for him.
You think that the guy who probably has a personal chef who lives on acres and picks his own apples will purchase a service for $15 where he gets a mediocre tofu sandwich with a side of endives?
I'm pretty sure he knows who his family is.
All right, that's fair. I'm sticking with it.
That is the one thing about people of the Kid Rock ilk, we'll just put it that way, is they love their family. And I'm sure that Ancestry.com will be one of those things that he definitely, he wants to know who his family is. He wants to enjoy it and look back and be like, he'd be the guy at the party that would have some stupid line like, did you know that my great-great uncle was the first person that ever learned how to siphon gasoline while the car was still moving? Fact. So that's a mm-hmm. Kid Rockism there. I could totally see that. And he's proud of that. You can tell by his, he might be the POT to the GOD, but he is also probably well into his family. I think that's what he calls himself in one of his lines.
You know, his sister was in Southland Tales, which is a movie that's been popping up in my awareness a lot recently.
No, it's a great movie.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a huge part, but she's in there. She's an actress.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't look like him, does she?
I don't know.
God, I hope not for her sake. But as far as HelloFresh, the thing about HelloFresh we have is this, is that I don't know that there's going to be enough bourbon. I don't even think it's legal to sell bourbon through the mail. And
no.
And at that point, I think for him to eat HelloFresh, it would have to be soaked in bourbon prior to arriving, because he wants to eat it. He'd probably eat it raw. He doesn't really care. But as far as also this expansive acreage, I will give Dylan this. The acreage lends itself to HelloFresh in theory. But in practice, if you think he hasn't leveled that entire thing and turned it into a legal pot growing operation by now, I think you're mistaken. So yeah, I'm going to have to go. He's definitely all in on the Ancestry.com.
Yep.
That's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sorry, Dylan.
Nah.
But that does leave us with an interesting final. That leaves us with Amazon versus Ancestry.com. And which one of these two services would more likely disappoint you and your husband or wife?
That's an interesting question right there. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to know where your family comes from. Depends on what they're ordering off of Amazon. It's not, I'll say this much, it's not Wish. They're not ordering a bunch of just nonsense bullshit off Wish to just clog up my apartment. It's not like I got these little meat shredding claws so I can look like Wolverine. It's not like that. They're probably ordering like kitschy little, I don't know. I'm really not creating a very desirable fictitious spouse for myself here. I'm going to say Amazon regardless. I'm going to say Amazon on this one. I dug myself into this hole.
So you think Amazon would be the one that you would be more disappointed, or she would more disappoint you with?
Yeah, I think if my spouse went through Ancestry.com, I'd be like, yeah, okay, if you really want, that's fine. If I find out that they're ordering just nonsense off Amazon, I'm like, all right, come on.
Yeah, but at least you did not. You painted yourself a good enough spouse that she doesn't order shit off Wish.com all the time. So that's promising.
I currently live with someone who orders shit off Wish.com. Oh, so I'm trying to elevate my position here.
Okay. Well, the good news is after COVID's over, your opportunities are abound. So with that said, Zach, who do you got?
Yeah, so I have a partner, and I trust my partner's decision-making, so there's really obviously no way that I could choose Amazon, since she buys me nonstop things, including my favorite board games, including my favorite TV show, which is The Expanse, and including a lot of our things that she can get from Amazon, yeah. Now, if it were Wayfair, that'd be a way different thing, because that is ridiculous. But being that said, my partner is someone who tells everybody that she is Sicilian American and that she is this and this and this. And I would almost like to see her be disappointed if she were not what she's been telling people the entire time. Granted, I am just a mutt from like the ditches of Maryland. So my ancestry would be like two people. I don't know where my grandfather spawned from, but he's not from a human. So my lineage is not very far. My partner tells people that she's from this specific place in New Jersey where people came from Sicily, where blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't think so, but whatever. So I would think that it would be better for me for her letdown of Ancestry.com.
So yeah, Maryland Ditch Mutts. I think that's like a new reggae band.
It's a band name, yeah.
It's great. I'm all
fourth
for that.
Wave ska.
Right wing ska.
Maryland Ditch Mutts. I love it.
The Maryland Ditch Mutts. But as far as disappointed, et cetera, et cetera, the thing is about Ancestry.com is, to me, you don't find out too much disappointing about somebody at Ancestry.com. And sure, they may be, unless you find out you're too closely related to them, but hey, we're all from probably inbreeding 7 or 8 generations back, whether we like to admit it or not. There's a reason that cars changed the way people perceived things. First cousins used to be, first cousins were always a little iffy. Second cousins, all bets were on. So not as bad back then, but yeah, Ancestry.com. You just have to put that out of your head and go, yeah, okay, I didn't know. Bad luck. Look, my kid's got forearms. He's going to be a hell of a baseball player. So with that said, Ancestry.com, I think I would be really disappointed. I'll tell you, not that I would be disappointed. Yeah, I would be disappointed if I found out that she was related to Kid Rock, because he's on Ancestry.com probably, as we've already determined. So yeah. Yeah, if you open up your Ancestry.com and you see like somebody you're related to and it's just the rebel flag and his name is K.Rock, that's probably a concern.
Disappointing.
But Amazon, on the other hand, I don't think too many people hopefully are related to Kid Rock. I think his bloodline is pretty straight and doesn't have many branches, my guess is. So hopefully I wouldn't ever find anyone closely and related enough to ever find that person. So I'm going to think that I'm safe there. Amazon, the problem with Amazon is you find out if you have a significant other, and as most people know that aren't filthy rich like Jeff Bezos, money's important. And if you keep opening up your front door every day and finding a new package out there, you're like, oh, well, look, I bought the third Roomba so it can clean the attic. So I'm all about people that don't waste their money. My wife, fortunately, doesn't use Amazon any more than I do. I probably use it more than she does. So I'd be an asshole if I said she disappointed me in something that I do more. So,
well, but here's the thing. Like, your partner probably has their own money and they're allowed to buy stuff without your approval or, you know, they're allowed to be an autonomous person.
Don't you pay me like this.
And there's something very exciting about open door. I'm like, I didn't know a package was coming here. This could be my Christmas again. There's only disappointing things in history, not lineage wise, but being related to people that are not cool. And also Dylan's wrong.
You know, I don't know. I still think the good news is for me is my wife makes more money than me. So I'm the one taking her money. So yeah.
Nice.
That actually would disappoint me. If I can't order something this week because she already ordered something this week, I would just be pissed at her. I'd be like, no, I want to order my Amazon shit. So I'm going to say Amazon. Fuck her. She can go get a second job as far as I'm concerned. I'd be disappointed in Amazon. So yes, I'm going to go Amazon with this just because I hate Amazon. There we go. Amazon.
That's fair.
So we're going to say Amazon is going to be more likely to disappoint you and your spouse. With that, I would like to thank my friends, Dylan and Zach, again, from about 13 podcasts, and I will let them tell you how to reach at least several of them on the way out on the social media platforms, Twitters, Instagrams, Parlors, MySpaces,
whatever you want to go. Parlor. No, yeah. So my name is Dylan. That's Zach. We're Some Nobodies. You can find everything we do at somenobodies.com. Primary projects we're doing right now, talking upstream every Sunday on the IBM TV YouTube channel, various networks where we discuss creativity. We have a guest on. We, outline a story from a silly idea that we come up with during the week. You can find our improv / scripted show Silicon Angels about the tech support department of a sex robot manufacturer on any podcasting platform. You can find us discussing bad podcasts by searching the podcast, a podcast show, and then scrolling down about 6 pages, or just find it on our website. It's way easier to find it on our website. We didn't think it through when we named it, but it's a good name, so we're keeping it. Tuesday, we do a shortened version of our Sunday show called Twitching Upstream, where we have a lot more audience engagement, and we're putting out, I can't call it a Choose Your Own Adventure podcast, but it's a podcast with a branching storyline, and we're doing that. It's probably coming out at some point in the near future. It's all written. We just need to record it. We got a bunch of stuff in the burner, in the kitty, as you said, Mike.
That's right. In the hopper. So do you have anything to add, Zach?
No, Dylan covered it all. We got a bunch of stuff, somenobodies.com. If you want to help us out and help us make this movie we're in the middle of making right now, you could just go to patreon.com/somenobodies. But yeah, just listen to our stuff. Type in Some Nobodies. If you are in front of an electronic device, type in Some Nobodies and see what comes up. We would love that.
Do it now.
to it now. Please. The only electronic device this probably won't work on is the ones we're going to bracket off in our next bracket, but we'll keep that hush-hush because I'll probably just screw it up too. So with all that said, Dylan, Zach, thank you guys for being on Whack Brackets. This is your second episode. I've been on the Talking Upstream, had a great time, as I said before, so go check that out. And I just want to thank you guys again, and we'll get out of here, and I'll let you guys see you on the way up.
Bye.
Bye.